To many, yesterday's firing of University of Michigan football coach Brady Hoke came as no surprise. That includes Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Hey, Bacon.
Hello, Zoe.
Break down for us just what happened in the past few days that led to this decision.
The season ended on Saturday with another loss to Ohio State. They played actually pretty valiantly. The last 2 years, their best games were against Ohio State, both losses. But then Sunday, of course, he talks to Jim Hackett, that is, the interim AD, soon, I believe, to be the permanent AD. Talks to President Schlissel about it. Then he calls Brady Hoke, so he knows what the deal is. Monday, Brady's got to face the Weber's crowd anyway, which is the Monday afternoon press conference. Tuesday, I wanted him to have time to have his regularly scheduled meeting with the team, which you always have 2 days after the season ends, 3 days after, I should say. And then here we are.
How was this handled? I mean, we've talked before with you about how things at the university, the program, have been handled. How was this firing from your perspective?
It could not have been handled better, more professionally, more respectfully to Brady Hoke and the players. I thought they nailed it. I mean, if you have to do this, this is how you do it. And Jim Hackett had a lot of nice things to say about Brady Hoke, which were true. He was also refreshingly direct as to why he was letting Brady Hoke go. He said, look, the values were great. The players loved him. He was doing things the right way in the classroom and the community and so on. His players certainly were. But it's Michigan, and the success was not there, and it wasn't.
Let's talk a little money. There's a large severance package.
There always is these days, Zoe.
Sports, after all.
As a University of Michigan employee, you don't want to know what just happened there.
Well, tell us, for those of us who like a little pain,
You asked, Zoe. Lloyd Carr received around $1 million, more or less, per year as Michigan's head coach at the end. Rich Rodriguez got $2.5 million. Brady Hoke jumps to $4 million per season. That's 4 years. So there's right there $16 million, of course. And then he gets a $3 million severance package. That's a total of $19 million. Now, look, it is always sad to see a man's dream job become a nightmare, and that's what happened here, of course. It's not fun to watch, and only the most evil will take pleasure in a man's demise. But it's hard to feel too sorry for a man who failed at $19 million for 4 years. So that's hitting the jackpot.
So, John, you know, some have raised this question about having an interim AD choosing a new football coach. Is there a problem in your mind?
There could be, and we're about to find out if there is or isn't. The problem is you have no experience doing this, whereas a professional athletic director, a guy like Brad Bates at Boston College or Ward Manuel at UConn, names that have come up before, of course, on this show. They have been around these searches for 20, 30 years. They know how they work. They've done them themselves many times for big and small jobs, field hockey or basketball or football. Jimmy Hackett has never hired anybody in this regard, probably not even an employee yet in the department. So now you have to pick pretty much the most important hire of Michigan athletics for the next decade, at least, really. So that is a lot of pressure without much experience. You will, he said today, he's bringing in a search firm, so that will certainly help. He will have to rely on some people who know more than he does.
Are there names that are being floated around?
The same ones. Jim Harbaugh. My old squirt hockey teammate. Actually, we're teammates in Bantam, I think, but whatever. I have to go look that one up.
I was going to say, now we need to know this.
I was very short then, so I don't remember. Even shorter. He was still tall. But one of us is a sports writer. One of us is a professional football coach, so go figure on that one. But anyway, Jim Harbaugh is name 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And he's raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan's ball boy, believe it or not, in the 70s for Rick Leach, the quarterback. His dad was a coach at Michigan, Jack Harbaugh.
I didn't know that.
Under Bo Schembechler. How about that? So this guy's roots go very, very deep. And he has expressed privately some interest in this. Now, how much remains to be seen? I've got to believe he's Michigan's number 1, 2, and 3 choices. He done a great job in San Francisco and at Stanford, which will impress Mark Schlissel, who is putting academics first, of course, as he should. And if you can win at Stanford with 23 engineers on your roster, and they were a top 10 team when Michigan was not, with fewer than 23 engineers on their roster, then that's pretty impressive. He's the first choice. Second choice might be, we're not sure, Les Miles. But in the fans' eyes, that's probably the case. He played and coached with Michigan at Michigan for Bo Schembechler and others.
Of course.
He's now at LSU, won a national title there. Their pedigree is very strong. There are some folks in Ann Arbor who aren't as fond of him, former coaches, that is, Lloyd Carr, and Les Miles do not get along. So that's item two. Item three is everybody else in the world, possibly including you and me.
I've already had my interview.
Damn it. I knew it, man. That is a job, by the way. I will neither accept the nomination I'm not seeking or will accept the nomination.
Not even one that it's like an honor to be nominated?
$6 million, I still don't want that job. Trust me.
$19 million?
Keep talking. we're getting warmer.
John U. Bacon is Michigan radio sports commentator. John, quite a past 2 days for you. Thanks so much.
Oh, the more is coming. I guarantee you that.